Joining us on the line now is Georgina Shaw from Shaw Marketing Services. It's to talk about the environmental charity Arboretum. They're asking for the support of 100 members of the local community to help plant 1,000 trees in Marbella tomorrow. Hi, Georgina.
Hi, Hannah. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good, very well. Very excited about tomorrow's event.
Yeah, it sounds fantastic. Tell us a bit about this charity and what they do.
Well, basically, what they've done is they've set up what they hope will become a people's forest on some deserted scrubland just by the bus station in Marbella. And the area has been donated by Marbella Town Hall, which is fantastic. But what they want to do is they want to plant 50,000 square metres of this area with native trees, so species which are native to the Malaga area. And they hope that it's going to become a lovely green space for people that live here and tourists. And it's all going to be done in a sustainable and environmentally friendly way. So it's a really important thing, I think, for the local community, but also for the future of the area.
Yeah, definitely. And it'll be nice to see some green. We all like to see green.
Exactly. And I don't know if you know, but quite a few of the native species of trees are endangered. So there's the Andalusian cork tree, cork oak, is endangered. So actually, not only are they going to create a nice space, but they're going to be saving native local species as well.
Oh, wow, that is important then. Okay, so how do people get involved with this?
Well, basically, they've asked us to try and engage the foreign audience, because they've been doing this for about 6 months now, but they haven't spoken to the foreigners about it. So we said, right, come on, we're all, environmentally friendly and aware of these things. So we're talking now to the foreign people to get involved with the project. Now, the easiest way is that tomorrow they're trying to get 100 people, as you mentioned, to come along to the site and plant 1,000 trees, which will make a huge impact to really, getting this project up and running. If you can't come tomorrow but you'd like to help, they're looking for help on social media. So if you can use Twitter or Facebook to spread the word about that, that would be absolutely brilliant as well, because we just want as many people as possible to come down.
Okay, fantastic. So,
and it's going to be from 10 until 1 tomorrow, and it's just up from the bus station in Marbella by the Don Miguel Hotel.
Okay, so people, is there a Facebook group?
Yes, there is. It's hashtag 100 personas, 1,000 arboles, ARBOLES.
Okay, fantastic.
And that's the event page. If you just put in Arboretum Marbella on Facebook, you should find their group. Unfortunately, a lot of this is in Spanish at the moment, but we are getting the website and everything translated into English now so that more people can get involved. But also, on a general note, from the charity's point of view, they're looking for supporters to give €5 a month to the charity, and for that you become a sort of friend of Arboretum, and you get a tree planted for you, which I think is a lovely thing, because especially if you've got children, you can plant it in their name and see it grow. We did it last weekend for our baby.
Oh,
and
the idea of having tree.
That, yeah, exactly. And the idea of having that growing throughout his life, I think, is a lovely, lovely idea.
Yeah.
Definitely. So people can do that. And the other thing that people can do, if they can't afford to give any money, is to give their time to just come down to the project on a regular basis and clear out rocks from areas that they're going to plant and fertilise the soil and water and generally care for the plants. So there's a lot of different things that people can do to get involved. And what I'd suggest is that if they get in touch with me, because the president doesn't speak English, unfortunately, if they get in touch with me saying how they'd like to be involved, then I can pass that on to the president.
Okay, fantastic. And going along and helping again would be a great little project to do with your kids, wouldn't it?
Exactly. It's a very family-friendly charity and activity. And they actually, once a month, they run these little workshops which they teach you about reforestation. And it's a great one for kids, because they've got this little Japanese plantation method where they kind of wrap seeds in like little dung balls, and you can just basically throw them onto the ground and into holes, and trees grow from there. So it's a very nice one for the family. And there's going to be a lot of education involved in this as well, with local schools and local groups telling people, how we can have a more positive impact on our environment.
Yeah.
It's really important.
Oh, definitely. Good stuff. Well, I'm all for it. I want to help out as much as we can.
If
people want more information, then what's your number, Georgina?
My number is 952-903-154, or they can email info@shawmarketingservices.com. And we'd also encourage any businesses that would like to get involved by supporting either financially or with their skills in a similar way that we're doing. This charity really needs all the help it could get.
Okay, fantastic. Well, for more information, 952-903-154, or you can send Georgina an email to info@shawmarketingservices.com. Georgina, thanks very much. Have a fab day tomorrow. Take lots of pictures.
I will do. I'll share them on Facebook.
Fantastic. Thanks a lot.
All right, thanks, Anna. Bye.